So we're doing on Yud Tesomet Beis, the bottom of the page in Mesechta Be'ya, and we left right in the middle. Over here, the discussion was, the Mishnah said that Beis Shammai will not allow you to move the ladder to go get the pigeons. So without going in now to the reasoning, we're going to be discussing the reasonings, but Beis Shammai said you're not allowed to move the ladder in order to get the pigeons, to use them for shechting them, to use them for the birds, to use them for Yontif. And Beis Hillel allowed you. So what does that mean? That means that when we need something for Yontif, like in this case, we need it for Yontif, Beis Shammai says, we don't care, we're not going to let you do it. Beis Hillel allows you to do it. The Gemara thinks that the overriding factor is how much we really care about Simchas Yontif. If we really care about Simchas Yontif, then we'll be lenient. That's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, who is more stringent, he doesn't care about Simchas Yontif. And that's why he's more stringent. He doesn't allow it. And the Gemara found other Mishnas in which it seems like Beis Hillel is more machmir, and he doesn't allow, and Beis Shammai is mekel. So in other words, he will allow more for Simchas Yontif. And the first question was from the Mishnah, from our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek. But basically, the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan basically says we have to change our Mishnah, that because we find in other places that Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is machmir, that Beis Hillel is lenient, so therefore we have to change also in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel should be the lenient opinion. So the Gemara discussed.
Is he a Tana or an Amora?
They're both Tanoim, sure. Beis Shammai is both Tanoim.
No.
The one who's saying that was Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, right. Yeah, that Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, that there was a mistake by Simchas Yomtev. We have to switch it around. We have to make Beis Hillel is the one that is machmir. He says you can't do it, and Beis Shammai is mekel. They said that you could do it instead of the other way around. So, in other words, we're learning Beis Shammai luchumra, but we have to say Beis Hillel luchumra because that it should fit the other places. And the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says there's reasoning why Beis Shammai is Lechumra over there, and that doesn't mean, and there's a reason why Beis Hillel is a Kula over there, it doesn't really mean. Let's not go over again the Gemara, that was last Gemara, we'll do from another Gemara. The Gemara, basically, up till here, the Gemara concluded that we don't have to say that there's a contradiction there, and because there's no contradiction, we don't have to switch the opinions. Rabbi Yochanan came and said, in order to resolve the contradiction, so we got to change the opinions. But the Gemara said, no, it has nothing to do. We don't have to change the opinion because both Beit Shammai go l'chumra, it's not because they don't care about Simchas Yom Tov. It's not because they don't care Simchas Yom Tov. And the reason why Beis Hillel goes l'kula, it's not because they do care about Simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara gave other reasons. So the Gemara is going to ask the question from another Mishnah. Eloi Kashia. So the Gemara says, if there is a contradiction to the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's the following what's going to be a problem. Eloi Kashia, if you have a question, Hokashia, this is the question. So Rashi like this. Elo ikashia masnisin ahadodi. If the Mishnahs are contradictory, questionable, one another, there seems to be a contradiction. Shahutzrach Rabbi Yochanan lahachlif shitosam. So that required Rabbi Yochanan to change the opinions. And he needs to swap their words so that in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel will be Beis Hillel will be the one l'chumra and Beis Shammai will be l'kula, will be because of another Mishnah. Hokashia is for this. That's why he switched it. When Rabbi Yochanan made a switch of the opinions in our Mishnah was not because of the conflict of the first Mishnah, but for the following conflict. Let's see what he's talking about. That's actually going to be the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, it says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, a person on Yom Tov wants to go to the nest and take a bird and shecht it from there. Forget about the ladder, not a problem. I'm moving the ladder. The ladder is there. Not the ladder. Just, he wants to take from the shoivach, he wants to take a bird, he wants to shecht it. So, Beis Shammai Emrim, it says in the next Mishnah, lo yitel. He should not take, and Rashi says, min ha-gizolos b'yom tov. Those are the small birds on Yom Tov, shouldn't take it. Elo imkein nena mibayid yom. Unless he went and he shook the birds in the nest before Yom Tov, we want to make sure that he actually is going to use those birds. Basically, according to Beis Shammai, Beloisagi Behachona, Rashi says, it's not sufficient by preparing Bedibur Ba'alma. Just by saying. According to Beis Shammai, you can't say, oh, I want to use these birds tomorrow for my meal. Can't say that. That would be enough. It would still be mukta because normally people don't take from the nest. And we're talking about small chicks. People may not take it. So just by saying is not sufficient. You actually have to go over to the nest and you have to actually shake it before Yom Tov. That means you prepared it. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. V'loisagi ba'achono b'dibur ba'amo. It's not sufficient, the preparation, just by saying, I'm going to use it. And what's the reason why not? Kedemefarash lekamon taima. The Gemara later on gives the reasoning for this. Dilma lemochor kishokilu chayis alayu. Because maybe the next day, tomorrow, he's going to come to take them. If he didn't actually prepare it with his hands, he didn't shake it, he just said, we worry that maybe he's going to feel bad. Still, they're young birds. He wants to maybe grow them till they get bigger. Umamlich, and he's going to switch his mind. So ended up handling birds, which he's not using. It's mokta if he's not using them. Beis Shammai says the only way to make sure that you are going to use these birds, he says, "Lo yital elim keinena mibayim." Unless you actually move the dam, we're sure that you're going to take it. Ubeisilil imrim, and Beisilil say, "No." Aymed ve'aymed, the person gets up and he just says, "Zeh ve'zeh ani netel." This one and this one I am taking. He doesn't have to go up there. He doesn't have to shake it. He just has to say, "This one I'm taking." That is sufficient. So, Almo. So, what do we see? Gabe Simchas Yontev. So here you have whether you're going to have the birth for Yontev or not. Beis Shammai is l'chumra. He's not going to let you use it unless you shook it. Ubeis Hillel l'kulam. Beis Hillel is going to be lenient. So we see who cares more about the Yontev, that you should have a fresh bird for Yontev. It's Beis Hillel. He allows it. And Beis Shammai doesn't. But Uminu, well, I'll ask you a question on this. In the first Mishnah in the Gemara in Be'i, it says that Hashoich et Chayev Oiv B'yomtev. Over there it says that if there is a shovel in the ground, Beis Shammai says, "Okay, go ahead, use it. You can cover, you can shech the chaya, the oif. You need to cover the blood. If you have a deker notes, if you have a shovel in the ground, go ahead and shech the bird, shech the chaya, and use it." What does Beis Hillel say? No. Beis Hillel is going to be machmir. Beis Hillel is going to say, unless you actually have the dirt over there ready, it's a fact that you can't use the earth, and don't shecht, and then you're not going to have yomtiv. So over here we see that in the halacha of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai cares more about the Simchas Yomtiv, because he's going to allow you to use the shovel that is in the dirt in order to cover the blood. He's going to tell, "Go ahead, shecht it." Beis Shammai says shecht it, and Beis Hillel says no. But how come in the next Mishnah we just quoted, over there is the opposite? Over there Beis Hillel will take the lenient opinion, and he will say that it's enough to say, "I'll take these two," and Beis Shammai is the more stringent. He doesn't allow you. He needs you to actually prepare it. So what's the reason for it? Hold on one second.
It's interesting that they both come down to they both come down to the principle of, did you prepare before Yontif? So Beis Shammai says with the if you have to shake it before Yontif. And right. The question with the dirt is, did you prepare the dirt before Yontif? That seems to be the what the decision is based on. Whether you planned that before Yom,
whether we're going to allow you, no. It seems more whether we allow you to dig. And digging, even though it's already, the shovel is in there, sometimes you come across pieces and you might come to dig. You know, let's wait. The Gemara is going to actually say why it's not a problem. We're going to say the Gemara. But on the surface of it, what does it seem like? In our Mishnah, Beis Shammai is is the one that is more more lenient, because he allows you to, you end up shechting the animal, you end up having your meal. Let's see, in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai, in the first Mishnah, Beis Shammai ends up letting you have the meal, and in and Beis Hillel doesn't, and in the second Mishnah, it's the reverse, that according to Beis Shammai, you can have the meal, you're not going to have the meal because you did not shake the with your hands, and according to Beis Hillel, you can have your meal. So if you just look at from the perspective of the meal, who's lenient, who lets you, who is more lenient, going to let you have the Sumchas, the Sudas Yom Tov. So in the first Mishnah, it seems like Beis Shammai is going to be the lenient, and in the second Mishnah, it seems like Beis Hillel is going to be the more lenient opinion. So the Gemara thinks that this is a contradiction. And then Rabbi Yochanan comes in and he says, okay, you know what? In our Mishnah, we have to change that. Also in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel is lenient, even though the Mishnah records that Beis Shammai is saying that if you have a shovel, it's okay, but it's really Beis Hillel saying. And Beis Shammai is saying that it's not okay, so that it should be consistent with the other Mishnah. But the Gemara says, no, you don't have to change it around the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, in order that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai should be consistent with their ruling in the second Mishnah. And the Gemara makes a distinction between the first and the second Mishnah, that therefore it's not really a contradiction. And the Gemara says, V'dil malohi, perhaps that's not the case, that you don't have to change the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. At kam loika amri Beis Shammai. Only up to where did Beis Shammai say that they're lenient and they allow you? Elaheicha di ikar deker notes. In a case where there is a shovel, we're turning the page to Yud Lamed Aleph. In a place where there is a shovel already in the ground. Abul heicha deleka deker notes. But he still requires, while he, Beis Shammai lets you use the sand, but it doesn't just always let you. It's not just going to say that Beis Shammai, because it's Yom Tov and he wants you to be able to have Sudas Yom Tov, he's going to allow you under all circumstances. No, you need to have specifically the shovel stuck in the ground. But if there is no shovel in the ground, he also doesn't allow you. So therefore, in our case, it's not yet obvious, like you were saying a little bit before, it's not yet obvious that the person is going to definitely take these birds, because he might change his mind. So that's why Beis Shammai is not going to allow, not because there's Yom Tov is not so important, but the reason why he allows in our Mishnah is not because of the importance of Yom Tov. He says there's no problem there. So what's the issue? Because you have already the shovel in the ground. But where you don't have a deck of notes, where you don't have it stuck in the ground, loy, this is not for sure, because if you didn't move it with your hand, we're worried you might change your mind. Look, Rashi. Abul heicha deleka deker notes loy. But if there is no shovel stuck in the ground, then he doesn't allow Beis Shammai. So our case, which is the birds that he did not actually with his hand before Yom Tov say, I'm going to use these birds. He just said it with his mouth. So this is also compared to where there is no shovel in the ground. Why? Because Dilma Mamlich, because he might change his mind. the Taltala Bigdi. Because it turns out that when he moved the birds, he moved them in vain. He's not using them because he changed his mind. He took the birds and he says, oh, what, I'm not going to take these too small, the birds are too young. I'm not going to use them. So he moved them in vain. The Kivon, the Mamlich, because since he changed his mind, so what he prepared, and he said, oh, I'm going to take it, doesn't work, because it is nullified by the fact that he changed his mind. So, we're not going to let him go ahead and take these birds, even though I care about Yom Tov, because I only allow you if the shovel is already in the dirt. I don't just allow you across the board. If it's not in the dirt, but if it's not in the dirt, then you can't use it. In this case, you can't use the birds because... So there's a logical distinction over here. We don't want you to use it because you might change your mind. And therefore, it turns out when you said, I'm going to use it, you just said it and it doesn't work. And then you moved it. And what you said before doesn't work. And you carried things that were muktzah. So that's the reason why these two rulings of Beis Shammai don't conflict each other. And the Gemara says, by the same reason also, the two rulings of Beis Hillel don't conflict with each other. Inami, also, for Beis Hillel. Ad kan loy ka amri Beis Hillel hocha. The only reason why Beis Hillel say no good, that it's okay, even though, because what's going to happen, let's say that you do change the mind. It's a medrabonon, it's a question of muktzah over here, right? Because you didn't prepare it. So, since Beis Hillel says, hocha, they're lenient in the case of, but the birds, that he says, you know, if you change your mind, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be moving the bird, and the bird is muktzah. So it's not so terrible. Over there, the digging and the covering up of the blood, he might actually crush some chunks or things like that. It may come to some halacha over there. Again, inami ad kan lekabri beis halacha. Only Beis Hillel say over here that it's okay just to prepare, even though you didn't actually take it, and we don't worry that you're going to change your mind. They'll keep the muktzu. Keep the muktzu, zok Rashi. Keep on the einay osur al mishum muktzu. The whole prohibition is because of muktzah. Basmana ba'al masagi, just to prepare it is enough. That's not muktzah anymore. Maybe you change your mind. Okay, my muktzah is enough. It's a midrabona. Therefore, sagi, when he gets up and says, I'll take that, that's sufficient. Avol hosom. But over there, the issue over there is you're taking dirt, and you might, if you're taking it with a shovel, and you might come across clunks of earth, and you'll grind it up. So over there is an issur of teichen. This is one of the melachas of his melacha. So therefore, loy over there he doesn't allow. So we have a reason both why Beis Shammai would not allow in the first Mishnah, but allow in the second Mishnah.
Yeah, so one is simpas Yom Tov in the case of the birds, but in the case of the blood, it's av melacha.
Yeah. Yeah, and that would be the thing is basically we have to judge every case by what it brings with it. So we can't just say, oh, can you eat it or can't eat it? It's not just about Simchas Yontov or not. It's about the very specific issue that we're talking about. So
and it's not just about Shammai or Hillel, Mekel or Machmir. It's
the, right.
That's too simplistic.
Exactly. We have to understand each case, what is the rationale. So he says, first he gives a rationale for Beis Shammai, that what the reason he's lenient is not just because it's Simchas Yontov. It's because once there is something in the ground, that's okay. So Beis Shammai allows that because he doesn't have to worry too much. But in a case over here, which you might change your mind, he doesn't allow it. And on this other hand, Beis Hillel over here allows it, even though he didn't prepare just by, because it's a Mokzah issue. Over there, he doesn't allow it because it might come to a greater other. So we don't really have to say that they are changing their opinions. They can still hold their opinion. But, so why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say that they change their views? So the Gemara says, Elo ikashi hakashi. We have another question, which is also, the Gemara is going through differences in other Mishnahs also. Again, in all these other Mishnahs, it says that Beis Hillel is Mekel and Beis Shammai is Machmir, which is different than our first Mishnah, in which Beis Shammai is the one that is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmir. So the Gemara says, Elo'i kashi ho'kashi. If there is a question, this is the question. We have another Mishnah. Beis Shammai Imrim Ein Neitlim Es Ha'Ali Lekatziv Olav Basar. Ali is a thick board which you would use to crush grain that you would use for different things, for trugis and sisi, Rashi said it. Basically, that board is used for prohibited work on Yontov. You don't do that on Yontov. But this person wants to take that board and he wants to cut meat on it. He wants to use that board to cut meat on it. Now, there is a halacha, and that's the opinion of Beis Hillel, that keli, which is usually isur, let's say for example, a hammer. Hammer is used to banging in nails. You're not allowed to. A hammer is called a keli, which is used for an isser, right? So, what happens if I want to use the hammer to crack a nut? According to Beis Hillel, that's okay. And according to Beis Shammai, it's not okay because even if you want to use the keli, but if it's designated li'isur, so let's look in this case over here. So, Beis Shammai Emrim Ein Neitlim Es Ha'Ali L'Katzev Olav Basar. You can't take the Ali because you want to butcher meat on it. You want to cut meat on it. You can't use it because it's a keli which is meant for isur. Rashi. Es Ha'Ali, Zokt Rashi, Daf of the Kovit. It's a thick and heavy board. The koitshim boy chitim, and you crush with that heavy board the chitim, wheat, letargis vitisne. Those are kinds of food that you make out of the crushed wheat. So basically, that board, behavi melachte leisr. That means that that is used. The job of this Eli is for Isser to crush, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Because Savri, Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai hold, also letaltele, you're not allowed to move something which is meant for Isser, it's normally used for Isser. Even now, I want to use it for something permissible. Can't use it. Which means I need that board itself for a work that I can do today. I want to butcher on it. I want to use that board so I can cut meat on it. No, it's designated for Isur. You can't use it even for a heter that you're allowed to do. That's the opinion of Bishamai. Ubeisilo matirim. Beisilo says that's okay. Again, what is the sum total? According to Beis Shammai, I'm going to have to give up my Simchas Yom Tov. According to Beis Hillel, you can keep your Simchas Yom Tov and use that. Haley, I'm presuming that there's nothing else to, it's not just telling you, he's going to end up not being able to butcher the meat. He can't cut up the meat. So you see, Alma, so what do we see? Gabe Simchas Yom Tov, when it comes to Yom Yomtev, Beshama L'chumre is not allowing you to use that. Ubeisilo L'kula, Beisilo's lenient. He said you can use that Ali to butcher meat. But that seems to conflict with the opinion in the Mishnah where, our first Mishnah where Beshama is the stringent one. He says, Beshama is the lenient one. He says you could use the offer to cover, and you can eat shechten. And Beisilo says no. Uriminu hashoich et chayev oiv. The Mishnah says one who shechts the chayev and the oiv. So Beisilo says that you can cover the blood. And Beisilo says no, don't shecht unless you had the offer ready. But he doesn't allow you to shecht. So Beisilo takes a more stringent stand, and you're not going to have Simchas Yom Tov. So that's the conflict. The conflict. So in order to answer the conflict again, he says, Mukhlefes Hashita. This is where he said that we have to change in our first Mishnah between the view, we have to swap the view of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel is the one that allows you to cover the blood, and Beis Shammai doesn't allow you. That will be consistent with his opinion over here, that Beis Shammai doesn't allow you to butcher the meat on that Eli, and Beisilo allows you, Beisilo is linen. So that's what Rabbi Yechon said, Mukhlef Zashita. And the Gemara says, Mamai, no. It's not as simple as you think. We got to look into the reasoning over here. Dilma Lohi, perhaps that's not the case. We don't have to change it. At kan loy ka'amri Beishamai hosom. Only up to here, Beishamai only say it over there by the case of the first Mishnah. They allow you to cover it up. Notes. There's already a shovel in there. He's not doing anything. It's already. So why not let him do it? Notes. But if it's not a shovel in the ground, like in our case, in our case, he prohibits it. Why does he prohibit it? Because he says it's melachta le'isur. You're not allowed to use an eli, which is meant for isur, for this thing. So over there, basically, the deca notes is no issue. But over here, there's an issue using an eli, which is designated le'isur. So that's why he's machmer over here. The same thing is Beis Hillel is also a difference. Inami, or the same thing. At kan loy ka'amri Beis Hillel hocho, elo di ikor toiros kliolo. The reason why Beis Hillel allows it over here, according to Beis Hillel, if this eli is a kli, it's a vessel. To him, a vessel is not mukta. Even though it's designated for an isur, but since it's a vessel, I can use it for a heter. Eliyahu teres kliyolo. He holds teres kliyolo. Ba'afal pi shemalachti liisur. Even though it's used for an isur, mutar letalt letzer gufa. You can still move it for its body. Avul hosom loy. But over there, there's an issue. We worry about taking the sand and crushing it. You might find chunks of there, you might have to crush it. So we're not going to allow you to do that. So there's a reason why Beis Hillel will say, over here it's okay, because there's no problem, it's a keli. Once it's a keli, you can use it. What's the problem? So therefore, it's not lenient, it's not for Simchas Yontif, it's because it's not a problem over here. Because it's a keli and a keli, shemlachtali is, so you can use it for heter. It should be okay. Over there, because of there he has an issue. On the other hand, Beis Shammai, he says over here is the issue because he doesn't allow a keli shemlachta le'isur for heter. So over here, in our case, he doesn't allow it. But over there, he says there's nothing to worry about. So again, we don't have to say mukhlefes hashita. Elohi kashi ho kashi. But we have another place that we have a question. So here, Beis Shammai emri, Beis Shammai say, Ein noisnim esoir. So you skinned the animal on Yontif. Skin the animal, you have to eat the meat. You know, you're a lot of shechted and meat and skin the animal. But you're not allowed to put that skin in front of people to step on it. Lifnei adurson, before those who are going to step it. I guess in order to get the best results, you have to do it as soon as it is skinned off the animal in order to work through the leather, the skin, that it should be useful. But in any event, the people used to step on it, and that stepping, that's like a tannery, you know, they used to get the skin soft and movable so that it becomes useful. So he says, if you took it off on Yontif, don't put the skin in front of people to step on it. Lifnei adersom, lo yishtechenu b'mokim b'risas araglayim. Don't spread it out in places where people walk, because shezehu tzeirich ibut shemisabed al yedei adrisam. This is something which is needed to work through the skin, because it's being worked through by stepping on it. Don't do it. On Yontif, you're not allowed to do it. Beloyak behenu. And also, you can't raise it, the skin, because it doesn't surface, nor not a food matter. Elim ken yesh olof kizayis basar. Unless it has the size of an olive of meat left on the skin, so then the skin is bottle secondary to the meat, then you can carry it because of the meat. But if there's no meat on it and there's just skin, then you can't raise it because it's mukta. Ubeisilu matir. Beisilu says, no, it's okay. What's the reason for Beisilu saying it's okay? Because Beisilu is worried, the Gemara thinks now, that Beis Hillel is worried if you're not going to allow him for the people to step on the skin, then he's not going to shech the animal because he doesn't want it to go to waste. So he's not going to have Simchas Yontif. So you see that Beis Hillel cares about Simchas Yontif. Beis Hillel matir in Zok Rashi, Kosalka Daitoch Mishum Simchas Yontif. We're thinking now that the reason we're allowing him is because of the joy of Yontif. The E, Loi Sharislei, because if you are not going to permit him, Loi Shachit, he's not going to shech. So we have to allow him to put it, the skin, in front of the people to step it, in order to have a Simchas Yontif. So over here, Almo, we see Gabi Simchas Yomtev Beshamay Lechumra Ubeisila Lekula. So we see that we're dealing about the joy of Yomtev over here. Beshamay is not going to let you step on the skin, because even though the guy is not going to shecht because he's not going to have a Yomtev, And Beis Hillel is concerned and he allows the kula. Ureminu? But I'll ask you a question. The same the Mishnah says over here, Beis Shammai is Lekula. He's allowing you to cover the dirt with the shovel. And Beis Hillel is not allowing you to. So we see there's a conflict. Rabbi Yochanan answers Mukhlefes Hashita that the views have been swapped. We have to change around. So that in our Mishnah, it's Beis Hillel that allows you to cover with the shovel. And the Gemara says, "Mimai Dilmaloi, how do you know? Ad kan loy kamri b'shamay hosom. The only reason why b'shamay is over there, elay chadika deka no, it's because there is a shovel in the ground, so he's not doing anything. That's why he allows you. Abalay chadika deka no, but in a case where there is no shovel in the ground, he doesn't allow you. And therefore, in our case, we're not going to allow you to just go ahead and step on it because you're not going to shecht it because of that. No, that's not it. When there's a deck and nose, there's no problem to him. But here there's a problem because you're not allowed to step on it. So it's not a conflict. It's not a contradiction in Beis Shammai. And the same thing, there is no conflict in Beis Hillel either. Inami, at kan lekamri Beis Hillel ocha, only over here Beis Hillel say, actually, another reason that we allow you to move it because the chazvu lemizgi alayu, because it's fitting to lay on it. Many people used to use this fit, the skin, the leather, or the sheet to sit on. And Chaz Lemizgi, Rashi, Lemizgi Alayu, Kein Hoysu Yishivosom, so they were sitting, Shoytchim Begodim Al Gabi HaKarka, so it's nothing to do that you're not going to shech the animal. No. He allows you to put it in front because this was the way that they were sitting, they would put out the garments on the ground. V'nismochim v'yoshvim al birkeyem kifufim. And they would lean and sit on their knees, bent over. K'damrinim b'psochim dav kufchesu medalev. Havizaginon abirchei. They were bent on their knees, the hadadi, on each other. V'nimtza'as shtichosu yitzerich yomtev. So it turns out that spreading it out is for the purpose of Yom Tov.
But you can't say that, if you shech the carpet that they sit on and you shech an animal, that day the skin is bloody and the Gemara gives a lot of it. Smelly and dirty the whole tanning process was. It wasn't like you just cut it off and put it on the ground, people will sit on it, huh?
Yeah, I also don't understand, I have to look at the Mefarshim, but here it's not talking, the prohibition was not to spread it out. The prohibition was to give it in front of people that are stepping on it. Why? What's the person of stepping on it that makes it fitting to sit? And let's say even if it does make it fitting to sit, why would that be a permitted melacha even though you need it? It seems from the Rashi Lemezgalai that he's actually not doing any melacha. All what he's doing it is spreading it out. We'll get to your question in a minute. You're asking that how could you even sit on it, but I'm just trying to figure out, in the Mishnah, it's talking about to put the skin out before people that step on it. Here, all of a sudden, it seems it has nothing to do with stepping on it or to benefit the skin to make it into leather. It seems like it's just spreading out over there so they can sit on it or to being used, which is okay. So I just don't know how he's going to translate the Lifnei Hadershon. But in any event, the Gemara, that's what it seems like, Rashi, the Gemara, that it's not really for that purpose. Now, as far as your question that it's bloodied and things like that, I'm not sure if it can be rinsed off or whatever. I don't know the facts about it, but the Gemara says that it was okay. But it's more important to me to find out is, are they stepping on it or they're just spreading it out? Before they were spreading it out so they can step on it, but here we're talking about to spread it out so you can sit on it, and that's okay. But in any event, so what's the point over here? That the reason why, according to Beis Hillel, it's okay because he's not doing anything, because he's using it to spread out. So what would be the reason why Beis Shammai would not allow it? He doesn't agree that it's just spreading it out. So it almost sounds like the prohibition is because he's actually they're working it, and that's why Shammai doesn't allow it. But it seems like, since it's also used to sit on it, there wouldn't be a prohibition of people stepping on it, because maybe the stepping on it would not represent such a, a violation, because it's something to step on, to sit on. I don't know, I got to take a look at this. It's not clear to me. I have to see what the pshat is. Okay, but let's finish up. Eli kashya ho kashya. The Gemara says, but what is the question? The Gemara says, this is the question. It's a Mishnah that says, Beis Shammai Omrim, ein misalkin es hatrisim biyomtuf. Trisim are the doors. They used to have like the cart shops, or they have shops over there. And Trisin are the window coverings, if you will. The shade.
The word in Hebrew now.
What? A trisin, that's called in Hebrew, yeah. What's the English word for trisin? Shades. Huh?
Like window shades.
But not so much shades, you know what they have like on the outside for beauty in the houses, these...
Shutters.
Shutters. Trisim are like shutters. They sort of cover up the people, the salespeople. They cover their storefront with these shutters. And then when they open up the store, they put the shutters on the floor and they put on the merchandise on the shutters. So according to Beis Shammai, Ein misalkin es hatrisim biyomtuv, you're not allowed to remove these shutters from the place over there on Yom Tov, like Rashi, Trisin. That's losis hachaloinus. Those are the doors for the windows, shalchanuyus of these stores. Shesoygrim bahem hachaloinus balaylo. They would use them to close up those windows at the night times. They use those shutters. Umesalkin oisam bayayim, and you remove those shutters at the daytime. And you put it in front of you. And you spread out spices to sell to the public on those shutters. But what are we going to do on Yom Tov? How are you not allowed to buy on Yom Tov? How are you going to do it? So Rashi, you know. Well, by Yom Tov, you're allowed to take from a storekeeper that knows you, and he'll collect his money after Yantav. So without paying, without doing a deal, you're allowed to take. As long as you don't mention the amount that you're paying, it's okay to purchase from him. So Beis Shammai says, however, you cannot do that to remove those shutters. Beis Hillel matirin af lahachzir. Beis Hillel, not only do they allow to remove them, but they also allow to bring them back. Af lahachzir v'lizgar b'hem. To bring them back and close with those shutters, you close up the windows. The chavzora v'adai sheloy litzoydechi. That is an unnecessary. So why would we like? Why would we allow you to even bring it back? Mele, to take it off, you're going to have the level of yontif because you're going to buy the food. You need food, so you can get it. But to bring it back, what's the point? How does that connect to helping you on yontif? But if you're not going to allow the storekeepers to bring it back, they're not going to open it up because they can't leave it open. So that's the extent that we care about Simchas Yontov according to Beis Hillel. But why is there even an issue? The Rashi explains. Those stores that we were talking about, the windows, I think they're more like carts. There's not really a building. It's a movable, and therefore we say there's no building, there's no structure when they talk about kelim. So what's the problem in putting back those shutters? Period. It's kelim. So still he says, Tircha de lav tzoydech miyahave. It's still considered a trouble, which you don't need to. So therefore, we shouldn't really do that. And yet, because Sharin and Lay, and what do we permit it? Beis Hillel permits it. Mishom Tchilosim. Kidl, come on. It's because the beginning, because we want to make sure that you're going to take it out, because if we don't let you take it back, you won't take it out. Alma. So what do we see? Mishom Simchas Yomtev Makilinan. That because Simchas Yomtev, we are lenient. We even let you to bring it back to do this tircha. That's the kashya Beis Hillel, the kisui. So this is a contradiction, a question. Beis Hillel says that you shouldn't cover the blood, and you're not going to shecht. And here he even allows you to return the shutters back to the window. Almo gabe simchas yomtov Beis Shammai luchumro. Beis Hillel kula. He doesn't allow you Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel does allow you to put back the shutters, so which means that Beis Hillel is lenient, Beis Shammai is l'chumra. Ureminu, how would you reconcile this with the first Mishnah, which says, Hashoichet chaya v'ayiv b'yomte v'chumru? And over there, Beis Shammai is the one that allows to cover, and Beis Hillel doesn't allow. And the Gemara says like this, Bishleim beishamai beishamai lekashi. There's no crash. Again, if you look into the specifics, you'll see it's not a problem. Hosom dika deka notes, hochel leka deka notes. Over there is a deka notes. So, in other words, it's already, there's no problem there. But here, there is no shovel in there. What does it mean, leka deka notes? Kaleim leka time leetetem. There is no reason to mematir it, and Rashi explains the kosavri yesh binyan bekelim. They hold there is a building bekelim. I guess if it was only a tircha, they would allow it as well. But they hold that there is binyan bekelim, so you can't just go back. Can't allow you. So over there is no problem because there is a deker nose, so there's no problem. Over here, there's a problem because it's binyan bekelim, taking it apart, putting it back. Ella Basila Basila Kashi, but we have a problem Basil Basila. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Bukhlefes Hashita, because over by us, he's not going to, by Kisu Adam, Basila is not going to allow you. And over there, because of Simchas Yom Tov, he goes through the stretch allowing you. And the Gemara says, Dibaloyi, that's not a question. Why? Because Ad Kan Leikamri Besilil Hocho, the only reason why Besilil allowed it over here, Elo Mishum Dein Binyan Bekelim, Vein Stira Bekelim. There's no Binyan Stira, so he's not doing anything. It's just the extra Tircha, but there's no real problem putting it back and taking it down. But over there, there's an issue because we're afraid you might come across a clunk of in the sand that you have, might come across a clunk of hard piece, and then you're going to crush it, you're going to do a malacha. So therefore, Beis Hillel doesn't allow it over there, but it's nothing to do with Simchas Yom Tov with that. And the Gemara apparently doesn't go by Rabbi Yochanan that you have to change it around because we have a good distinction between those cases and all the other cases. I just wanted to correct that the when the Gemara answered that Elo dechazgi lemazgi iloyi, they're still allowing him to step on it and to it's going to be the preparation for the ibud to the tannery to work through the leather. But the reason why you're allowed to, because it doesn't seem like, it doesn't look like that's what you're doing it for, because it looks like you just spread it out and that is what people are going to sit down on. So it's really not a problem.